Hello, I'm Andy Bade for Arizona Public Media. I'm here with Dr. M. Nicole Davis, Assistant Professor of Music, Choral Conducting, and Choral Music Education at the University of Arizona School of Music. Dr. Davis, welcome to AZPM.
Thanks for having me.
You're new to the Tucson area, I believe, so why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, where you studied, a little bit about your professional life before you came here?
Well, Andy, I am from the opposite end of I-10. I grew up in Jacksonville, Florida, Lake City, Florida, went to college in Pensacola, Florida, and Tallahassee, Florida, and thought at one point that I would move away from I-10 in my collegiate job search, but here I am, right at the other end. So I'm very much new here. My professional life before coming here includes conducting a community choir, Thomasville Singers. I taught K-12, high school choir. And also, I've done some general music training over the summers and things such as that.
Looking at your bio, I see you've done a lot of research into the intersectionality of social, racial, and economic factors with music education and performance. Could you unpack that a little bit for us and just kind of share in, you know, lay terms, you know, what that's all about, what you found, and maybe how you're implementing that?
Sure. That focus typically comes from my own experience. I was a student from a low socioeconomic background, a member of a racial minority, and that came with some social barriers as well. So as I made it through formal education, public school, and formal music training, I noticed some concerns that came up for me and my learning track that possibly didn't come up for my colleagues. And as I started to delve into research, those were the questions that I was having to see how those issues were being handled both within music and or within education as a whole. I have found that the questions I'm asking are questions that haven't been asked yet in music education, which I think is great and fun and exciting. So one of the issues I look at sometimes is music literacy and the way that term is defined and how sometimes it creates a barrier depending on the definition for things such as all state participation, college administration, and general progress throughout the career. And there's less focus typically on, there's more focus on Western notation in terms of literacy and less focus on aural skills and improvisation, which all are mentioned within music standards, but not all are taught or focused on as far as music entrance. And some of the research I am interested in includes teaching folks who are classically trained how to engage and learn about improvisation so that they can bring that into their classrooms. So taking down walls and barriers within education and educators' minds so that they can be more connected to those things when they're working with their students.
Well, with music education in mind, I wanted to ask you just how you see the importance of music education in our schools and with that, developing the future K-12 music educators.
I think music education is really important. Of course, being a music educator, I have a little bit of a bias there myself. I have noticed that even over the past 10 years, there are many public schools that are getting rid of general music and choir, especially in the height of the COVID pandemic. A lot of choir programs and singing in schools were dropped from the curriculum in place of academic classes or sometimes tutoring and things like that. And of course, I'm not anti-academic support for students, but I think there's a lack of realization of how much joy that brings students, whether it be music making or art making, and sometimes not for myself, but for others, for PE class, that those incentives to attend school and those social activities that help them become well-rounded citizens. And yes, some of us become professionals and therefore become educators and performers, but the general public, I believe, needs music education and arts education because it helps round us as people.
Well, let's change gears here just a little bit. You direct the community chorus and the university singers here at the University of Arizona. What are your goals with those ensembles?
I have so many goals. I'm a little bit of a dreamer. As for this year, the University Community Chorus and University Singers have performances on the same day. So I've decided that this coming spring, we're going to do a truly collaborative project. and we're partnering with the Norville Gem and Mineral Museum and a local composer, and it will be our goal to commission a work for the University Community Course, which tells the story of copper mining and its importance to, yes, the United States, but also specifically to Arizona. So the first choir, University Community Course, will be talking about that. And University Singers' repertoire will focus on those gems and minerals that have been important to the growth of Arizona, such as peridot and wolfenite, turquoise, those kinds of things. So that'll give us a STEAM-focused concert. We'll be partnering fully with the museum, including having a mini concert in that location as well as our official concert. So I'm very excited about that.
Speaking of other concerts, the Holiday Card to Tucson is coming up soon. Can you give us a sneak peek about what your area is going to be in that concert?
Sure. That is an exciting concert experience on December 3rd. There are two performances happening on that same day, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and that will be a collaborative effort of three UA choirs and the Tucson Arizona Boys Course and the Tucson Girls Course. There'll be two selections where all the choirs are singing together, both the opener and closer. That will be a wonderful aural experience for the singers and the audience. And then each choir is actually going to perform three pieces on their own. So both University Community Course and University Singers will be participating with their individualized set. Just as a programmer in general, I try to approach any concept from multiple perspectives. So from University Community Course, you'll hear both a piece by John Rutter, which is very traditional English carol based, but also you'll hear a new selection by Mari Isabel Verde, which is secular, entitled Patterns on the Snow. So we'll have a nice range of perspectives there as far as the holiday season with the University Community Course. And then University Singers also has a wider expanse that they're coming from. So we'll be doing an arrangement of In the Bleak Midwinter, which the students are helping to arrange. So there'll be some verses written by students of University Singers, as well as some harmonies and descants that they're helping to compose for that moment.
For more information about the concerts, again, where can listeners go?
Yes, listeners can go to music.arizona.edu. There you'll find ticket and performance information of how to participate in this wonderful event.
I'm Andy Bade, and I've been speaking with Dr. M. Nicole Davis, Assistant Professor of Music, Choral Conducting, and Choral Music Education at the University of Arizona School of Music. Dr. Davis, thanks for coming to speak with me.
Thank you.
I'm Andy Bade for Classical 90.5 and Arizona Public Media.